Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get to die for having lived. Most people who could ever exist will never even be born.
You have to explore, examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life?
Why can't it just be peaceful all the time? Then there wouldn't be life. You know, it wouldn't be life.
Stop telling the story of your past and start telling the story of your future. Stop believing in your past, real or imagined, and start believing in your future. Stop romancing the past and let's start romancing your future. So the unlearning process then, you know, 95% of who we are is a set of memorized behaviors, you know, automatic emotional responses, unconscious habits, hardwired attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions that are automatic like a computer program. So if we're in a program, then we're unconscious. So in order for us to change, we have to become conscious of our unconscious thoughts and the story and the narrative that we tell and those memories to become familiar with how we speak or how we act and become so conscious that we don't go unconscious to that behavior.
We have a choice. We can either suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. And I love this because it encapsulates just such an uncomfortable truth about life, which is that everything is hard. Getting in the shape is hard. Not getting in the shape is hard. Making a bunch of money is hard. Not having any money is hard. Being with somebody else is hard. Being alone is hard. The question is like, not how do you get rid of the hard things in your life? The question is, which hard things do you want in your life?
You don't build an amazing life or business or relationship by waiting for the perfect moment. You do it by showing up every day, regardless of how you feel, you do it anyways. That's how you win the game of life, with the mentality of I do it anyways.
Nobody else at the moment has the power to change you unless you have that initial spark and say, I must do something. I don't want this anymore. In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know until now. Empty the cup.
A lot of people know what it feels like, do they? Be angry in your bones.
Those who want to lead the orchestra must be willing to turn their back on the crowd.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think if you want to be the best at anything, you have to make it your life.
Two type of champions for me. Like, there are champions who prepare themselves to win, and there are the other ones who prepare themselves to dominate.
Act now before tomorrow becomes a memory of what could have been.
Genius adores isolation.
So when you go home at night and you're by yourself and the noise is gone,
and the cheers are over and the fun and whatever hell you did that day is over, you go home alone. So if you can't fix what's inside your soul, what's inside your heart, what's inside your mind, you will forever be doomed to live that life of a person who doesn't want to be the great person that they were made to be.
You're stronger than me, you're faster than me. You can lift more weights than me, though. What makes me a champion, you not? Something gotta be it. I believe it's that passport's crazy land. It's that mental. It's that thing, like, I'm willing to do something. It's a mentality thing.
If you want to maximize everything that you have with your career and your ability, then squeeze the fuck out of that lemon.
Before you get in that race to chase greatness, and this is extremely important, you have to deal with what's chasing you.
Look out there. Out there is the perfect lap. No mistakes. Every gear change, every corner. Perfect. You see it?
I think so.
Most people can't. Most people don't even know it's out there, but it is. It's there.
It's not that simple.
Why not?
No, that's the biggest lie I was ever told. It's not that simple. And it's a lie they tell you over and over again.
What's not simple?
Any of it. All of it. It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny.
So what's the truth?
That it is. That if you just do the thing that they tell you you can't, then it's done.
And so, while I got humbled, I also gained this thing called confidence and belief. And once you gain that, and you know where it comes from, a real place, not like my mom said, oh, I believe in you. No, my belief came from the unseen work. It came from every workout by myself, not having a best friend or a trainer or someone wake me up. No, it was fighting average alone. And when you fight average alone, what comes out is a savage, a dog, a beast, a monster. How can you beat someone who cannot fucking quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized? How can you beat someone who looks back on all the tests that they've had and said, yeah, that wasn't shit, dude. Bring it the fuck on.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he studying film on his own. Because he loves the process.
If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're going to have to go through something.
Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. Ain't nobody going to hand you no championship. Ain't nobody going to hand you no title.
If you don't commit to it, it's not going to come into fruition. It's not just going to happen overnight. It's not just going to fall in your fucking lap. You got to commit.
You just do the work and you get there. The human mind, the human body, the human psyche is so pliable. You can literally become anyone and anything. Multiply that over time and experience and don't quit, even when it sucks.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy. Meaning, be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do, from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind. This is the quickest way of making this goal become real. Number two. Simply said, you don't like discomfort. You don't like challenges. You don't like hardship. So I described it like you're like walking along the path and then suddenly it starts to rain, but we don't like rain. So instead of you just continue follow the path, you are starting to make your mind busy about what you don't like. Yeah? And already that means the mind starts to shift again, losing the focus of the goal.
It's a weird thing to want a permission slip for mediocrity, which is fundamentally what excuses are. You just want permission from everyone else to still get respect without the outcome because of your extenuating circumstances. And the thing is there's a ton of allure, but the only person who actually believes that is you. People might not along, the people who love you might say, yeah, you know what, you are a special snowflake, your mama might still love you, but like, you're not gonna earn anyone's respect. And I think you certainly won't earn the respect of the person that matters most, which is you. Because you'll always know that you could have done more, that you could have done better. That's the one that keeps me up. I have a saying that I tell myself a lot when I'm doing something that I don't want to do. And it's, I will do what is required. It's not about doing your best. It's about doing what's required, because what's required might be better than your best is right now. The good news is that your best can get better.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At the end of the day, it's not the trophies or the titles you're going to answer to. It's you. Did you become someone you're proud to be? That's the real scoreboard. That's the one that matters. Because if you can't respect the person in the mirror, nothing else you build will ever feel like enough. Earn your own respect first. Everything else will fall into place.
Almost have to be insane a little bit to have such blind faith in something that you can't see.
Motivation is great. Like all of us, like some of us right now, they have it. But what makes a winner is you realize that motivation is a temporary motherfucker.
Be motivated by the fear of being average. Average is the quiet killer. When you hit snooze, when you skip a workout, when you make excuses, before you know it, you're living a life of average. Never even trying to reach your potential. Physically soft, mentally weak, spiritually empty. You must not fear the discomfort. You must not fear the failure, but you must fear the average. You know what's terrifying? Waking up one day and realizing life has passed you by. Show up even when you don't feel like it. Do the work regardless of your circumstances. Never settle for good enough. Average is the enemy.
What would you do if there were no limitations? Because there are none, all right? You have to be willing to start at square one. You have to be willing to start something new. But if you're willing to do that, there are no limitations. If you're willing to decide, I want to do this, and you're willing to go down the path and not quit, and you have the basic intelligence to not make the same mistake over and over and over again, there's really no limits to what you can do.
Talk is cheap, action is expensive, right? And when I hear it, like, action is always going to cost us something, right? You can say it all day, but action has to follow it up. Like, what you willing to sacrifice? What you willing to give up? Right? Because that's the action. Right? Everybody wants something. Everybody aspires to get something. That's the easy part.
The doubt of 1,000 people on me is less dangerous than if I had self-doubt. The most important conversation you could ever have is that conversation that takes place between your ears, right, with yourself.
Let's say you're miserable and unhappy. Okay, here's a cure. Find what's valuable and let it go. So we could say, well, maybe it's a relationship that you have, and you're suffering terribly because of it. Well, what do? Maybe you let it go. It's a sacrifice. An idea is that, well, that'll clear the future for you.
You're not great until you release greatness into someone else. The ability to recognize and relate to To see someone and release greatness in them and through them is a true characteristic of greatness. If you're not careful, you'll minimize and try to equalize. But one of the greatest things you can do is find someone and pour into them. That's a sign of greatness.
If potential is not what you've done, but what you could do, then whatever you've done is no longer your potential. Therefore, you should never be impressed by what you've done, because if you are impressed by what you've done, it is stopping you from doing what you could do. The greatest enemy of progress is your last success.
You've lived a life dominated by doubt and fear. How do you step into bravery? Step. That's how you step into bravery. Step. Take the step. Step aggressively towards your fear.
Ladies and gentlemen,
everything melts. And you know you're somebody. You know, I'd rather lose out on my dream doing the right thing than to cheat, trying to make a shortcut to get to my goal. I want to be able to look myself in the mirror. That's what you want to do. There's no saying, judge a man not by what he does, but by that he doesn't have to do. And to judge the true quality of a man is what he'll do when nobody's looking.
He's got long-term plans for your life and for your generation. He's got a magnificent plan. It may feel hard where you're at right now. You may feel discouraged and you may feel like giving up because it seems like that all you feel is weariness. Here's the point. Opposition escalates with opportunity.
And that means you have not peaked yet.
That means that your greatest days are not behind you. They absolutely, I tell you with 100% confidence, you have not peaked yet. Your greatest days are in your future, not in your past.
And that step towards your fear is the step into bravery. Because we're scared of what we don't know. And there is only one way to learn and to know, and that is to confront that fear.
Good out there for you in the universe that has your name on it. And nobody can get your good. It has your name on it. They can't take your stuff. It's your stuff. So when you know that whatever you're seeking, it's also seeking you, you don't worry. You don't run scared. You don't think somebody's going to take it from you. You listen to your inner voice and you always take the high road. There will be the tendency, the natural inclination to take the low road. You must resist that.
And with greater doors that will open, will come greater opposition than you've ever experienced. And you've got to be soldiers. You've got to learn how to handle it. You've got to be able to deal with running with the horses. You keep saying, I want the big doors. You keep saying, I want you to use me. You keep saying it. What you're asking God for is you want to run with the horses. You don't want to be down here. You want to be up here. Okay. Then with the bigger doors comes greater opposition.
It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them. And that's what discipline is. Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right. for yourself and for other people.
60 years to put yourself together, and God only knows what you could become. And that's so, that message is so much more, it's so funny because it's so, it's such an attack, but it's so positive because there's faith there in the potential that makes up the person rather than the miserable actuality that happens to be manifesting itself at the moment.
Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power. I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be. The shambles it might be in. There's a power in you that can enable you to be stronger and better than anything that's out here.
It's so often the easy path. The easy path that calls to us to be weak for that moment, to break down for that moment, to give in to the desire and the short-term gratification. But the discipline will not allow that. The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will.
Constantly note that you're not what you could be, to take responsibility for that and to commit yourself, like body and soul, to the attainment of that ideal.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What are you willing to sacrifice? And what are you willing to give up to find every bit of who you are as a human being?
Don't let what you are stop you from being what you could be.
List all the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have. And that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
And guess what? It's going to be the hardest thing you ever did.
To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become.
I can describe this in one word, all about sacrifice.
Anything in your life, you better believe one of the ingredients is going to be sacrifice.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice.
This is dreams we're talking about. We're talking about dreams.
It will cost you everything.
You want to be great? You need to sacrifice. And the more painful the sacrifice, the greater you'll be.
Except that all of your heroes are full of it. Your heroes aren't gods, they're just regular people who got particularly good at one thing by sacrificing literally everything else.
Which refuse will require sacrifices.
What are you willing to forgo?
There's a choice that, you know, we have to make as people, as individuals. If you want to be great at something, there's a choice that you have to make. We all can be masters at our craft. That you have to make a choice. There are inherent sacrifices that come along with that.
This year I've been thinking a lot about the sacrifices that come with success. You know, like nothing comes for free. And I've reflected a lot over the years of how much of my mental peace I've had to sacrifice to accomplish what I've accomplished.
That's what success in general is all about, sacrifice. It's be willing to sacrifice, you know. Unfortunately, sometimes you can't have fun accomplishing your goals. And when sometimes people don't have the determination, the will, and the steadfastness, the tenacity, they give in under the slightest struggle.
Watch what it says. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could be. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before.
But I dare you to fail in writing for a whole year to see if you can get to the end. I dare you to fail.
Also, I think discipline at, you know what, people use that word so loosely.
What does it mean to you?
You have to, comes to discipline, it's like you have to sacrifice loved ones. You have to sacrifice loved ones for a long period of time if you want to be great.
Same thing. If you want to become the best, there is no family. If you want to spend time with your family, kids, okay, be with them. You're going to become best family man. I am not against family people. I just say, if you want to become best in this business, you have to sacrifice. Sacrifice your time, sacrifice your health, sacrifice everything what you have. Other way, I don't know.
You know that the right way is the hardest way. This is the way. This is the way of the warrior.
As great as you are, as talented as you are, as skillful as you are, as incredible as you are, at a certain point, you're going to sacrifice who you are or who you can become. If you want to accomplish all of the things that you feel are destined for you.
Nobody's going to relate to you. No one's going to understand why you're doing it. Everybody's going to question it. And bro, this is the life that you're choosing.
I knew that I was not going to be stopped. This was my life, right? So you can't possibly become better than me because you're not spending the time on it that I do. Even if you want to spend the time on it, you can't.
So I already won.
Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown up life.
And a lot of us have this voice in our head. We all know that voice in our head that tells us the truth every single day that we try to run away from, that says we're scared of this, let's go this way. It started gnawing at me so horribly bad that it wouldn't allow me to live anymore without facing me. I had to go back in the dungeons. I had to go down in the dungeon, the sewer where my mind used to be at, and talk to that guy. Because I wanted to live my life in a way that when I died, I was proud of myself. I know what pride felt like. And if it took pushing myself to death, I was willing to do that.
You know, there comes a day, man. Everyone's going to have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. Because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, wherever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There come fucking day. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you were going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finished it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you.
But first, you have to be willing to go through these sacrifices, spend time alone, do things that you used to do, separate yourself. All of these things, be willing to sacrifice, and things will come clear to you.
I gave up what could be today for what could be tomorrow. Too many people, they just take what's at hand now. And they never get what could be because they were unwilling to give up to go up. They were unwilling to sacrifice.
You will pay the price of discipline and hard work, or you will pay the price of regret.
Sometimes, yeah, you've got to cut a little piece of yourself off, yeah, no matter how much it hurts, in order to grow.
Sometimes the guys with all the natural ability, they don't have the work ethic to be the greatest because it comes so easy. You need that like Jordan, almost like sociopathic approach to it. Like, do you think Jordan's happy?
success is this, and training and struggling and suffer and sacrifice, and then success is this. But this tastes so much more than this.
To get something, you have to sacrifice something.
You need to understand that you must be willing to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become tomorrow. You have to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become tomorrow. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "When I became a man, I put away childish things." You can't become the best version of yourself unless you're willing to neglect who you are today.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe.
At the end of the day, the person that wins is the one that stays in the game.
It's Murphy's Law. When things go wrong, they always seem to happen at once, and they just compound on top of each other. And it's pretty easy sometimes to feel beaten when you're faced with all those issues and all those problems, and they all hit you at the same time. But let me tell you, that doesn't mean give up. In fact, it means the opposite. It means it's time for you to fight harder, to dig in. It means it's time for you to go on the war path.
But there will be the moment when the only person left to rely on is yourself. It is therefore my first suggestion to question and ask yourself, how can I learn to properly navigate without guidance? Now just take a moment to imagine you're the captain on a ship located on the vast ocean. What you are facing is stormy weather, dark and heavy clouds, and the ship is carried along the up and downs of the waves. In such a situation, I strongly trust that it is not enough to purely rely your actions on intellectual knowledge. To sharpen the senses and being able to see possibilities beyond what the eyes are able to see. This truly is a sign of right knowledge.
If you can list the things that have happened in your life and you can put that on a list and you've somehow made it past all of this, to be in a position where you can still go make some stuff happen, that's what you have in common with every hero of every story, of every autobiography, of is how much happened to you that should have broke you, that did not break you, so that you were able to then ride.
What's the heaviest thing that you carry around with you? The heaviest thing you carry around with you constantly is your feelings. Where do you carry your feelings? In your heart. So before you can delete the mind, you got to delete here. Think about every time your heart was broken, what happened? It opened your eyes.
If you do not have clear goals for your life, you are condemned forever to work for those who do. You see, in life, it's very simple. Either you are working toward the accomplishment of your goals, or you're working toward the accomplishment of other people's goals.
If you can be honest with yourself about what you truly want and take responsibility for creating it, you will. You don't have to be special. You just have to get up every day, put one foot in front of the other, and work hard to do a little better than you were yesterday. And one of these days, you are going to wake up and realize that you not only changed yourself, but you are now in the middle of living the life you were once jealous of.
And then you get started.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it won't be easy. It will be hard because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in. Line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger.
You know exactly what you need to do. Stop pretending like you don't know. You continuously scroll on the internet looking for more answers, looking for more information, looking for another way to inspire yourself to move in the direction you already know you want to move in. You're completely wasting your time. You are looking for a substitute for action. You are looking for a way around action, but there isn't one. The only way forward is action.
This is about finishing the race. When you have a goal in mind and a goal set in your head, never let anyone take you off your vision, take you off your goal. Never let any man or any woman steal your glory, steal your future, steal your dreams. Never let anybody bring you down. You are somebody.
The safe road is going to pay off. There are many payoffs to it, but I can't be there and have my soul be on a completely different track. I just, it's always worth losing. It's always worth risking.
So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now, the undisputed first law of personal growth is this. That people will never rise above the opinion of themselves. You see, when we're able to start addressing things like our unconscious programming, when we start to create the best habits that we can by programming ourselves consciously, when we start grabbing that compass needle and bringing it over to the right direction so that the 95% of the time we're sleeping awake, we're able to be who we need to be. That's when we can start to achieve the real game in town, which is self-mastery. See, before you spend another penny on workshops or skills or anything, work on yourself. See, mastering the game of self throughout human history has been the number one recommendation of virtually everybody that achieved it and then preached the benefits of it to people that usually weren't listening. But by mastering our sense of self, we're able to walk into a room where everything's descending into chaos and retain our center. When everything's breaking down around us, we're the eye of the storm and it's like, move, I'll handle it. See, that's the best way that you'll be able to handle uncertainty. And when we commit to self-mastery, we give ourselves the best shot of becoming the best and greatest versions of ourselves that we can be.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You cannot grow. You cannot mature. You cannot get better. You can't become anything of value to yourself or to anyone else if you shut the door to regrets. Now, you don't let regrets drag you down. You don't let them destroy you. All right, I've talked about this before. You don't let the man that you used to be destroy the man that you are today or the man that you're trying to be today. All right? But balanced regret is what helps you become a better man. Unbalanced guilt is what destroys you. Unbalanced guilt of who you were and what you were in the past or today destroys you. Balanced, open-eyed, thoughtful regret of poor decisions you made in the past is what helps you build and become better and become stronger. That is that check valve that helps you not make that decision again.
Make a promise and keep it every single day of your life, and you will no longer be afraid of yourself. The fear only comes from uncertainty. And if you don't know what to expect from you, that's what gets you in trouble. If you're a thoughtful person with strong intention, it probably feels like everyone's against you, so you better get on your own team so you don't feel alone. When you're on your own team, keeping the promises, you will sacrifice a lot. But I will tell you from experience that the sacrifice is worth every single moment once you realize you don't have to bear the emptiness that consumes all too much of this world.
What kind of permission do you need to do the thing that you and I both know you really want to do? The thing that not everyone is going to approve of, but you know you're meant to do? What kind of permission do you need to get up and get after it? Yes, there's some risk, mostly just a bruised ego, but you know what's a hell of a lot worse than that? Living with the regret of inaction. Knowing the thing that you need to do, the scary steps that you have to take to grow into the person that you know you want to be, and doing nothing. So if you need it, this is your permission slip. Go do what you need to do.
This is life is not linear. It's cyclical. Accepting this allows us to flow with the process instead of resisting it, like we just said. Understand that life is cyclical. You are going to move in cycles as an individual, right? So don't get so emotionally attached to the seasons where everything feels good that you think that that's how your whole life should be forever. Because the moment it isn't that, you're going to feel like everything's hitting the fan. Something's wrong. You're doing something wrong. You're going to internalize that and identify with that. Just because you don't feel good doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. Just because things are difficult does not mean you're going the wrong direction. No, it's a part of moving in the right direction, and you have to be willing to embrace those times, understanding they're serving a greater purpose. You have to remind yourself of this. Understand it is serving a greater purpose. This is part of the journey, and it will not last forever.
And so many people, they need to have a 5K, a 10K. I need to have a course in front of me. I need to have something in front of me for me to get my fucking ass up and do some shit. And that used to be me. And nowadays, you know, for the past 20-something years, I don't need a purpose. And people miss out on this, man. The purpose, we're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you.
This worrying thing, it's the one part of my life that if I could go back, I would fix. Even the things I've worried about in my life, when they actually happened, they weren't as bad in my body and in my mind as they were when I was worrying about them. And when you worry about it, you experience it hundreds of times. Your mind doesn't know the difference between this thing you think is going to happen and something that really happens. And so the turmoil you're putting your body through and the debilitating effect it's having on your current circumstances, I actually believe that this is one of the most debilitating things you can do for your physical health, not just your mental health. And when it happens, interrupt the pattern, go change your physiology, do something to change your state. It's taking everything from your life, it's taking your joy, your passion, your peace, your energy, your focus, your determination, your resourcefulness. So please stop. And I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you. Give yourself a gift of controlling that imagination. There's that beautiful mind of yours. Sometimes it's not about the things you need to do that make us successful. It's the things we need to stop doing that hold us back.
I'll tell you right now, those weak habits, they gotta break. Your mindset has to be reshaped. You have to believe the odds are beatable, even when people say it's impossible. That's what I call faith. And I'm gonna tell you right now, that's what it's gonna take. 24/7, 365, you gotta live it, breathe it, be it every single day. You gotta conquer any challenge that gets in the way, and remember, it's more about what you do and less about what you say. So if your life couldn't say one word, what would your life speak? Would it still say you about that life? Would it still say you about conquering your struggle, creating new peaks? Would it still say you about getting the most out of your life? Every moment matters, especially when you realize over 150,000 people die every night. That's 55 million people a year. Ain't none of this promise. Ain't none of this guaranteed. So the question I'll leave you with is this. When you fight your last fight, when you breathe your last breath, if this was your last year, what's the legacy that you're gonna leave? Get up and go live your dreams. Make the world respect your greatness. Make this year your year. It all starts with you.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.